Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Bad Auditions.
Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby, I don't sing like that anymore. No, Alfie's pulled the voice right out of me. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer call operator. All right, and then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo, Libby.
1, 2, 3, oh, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. I'd like to speak to a friend of mine. Prayer is the number. Faith is the exchange. Heaven is the street. Jesus is his name. Operator. Information. Please give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. Tell me why. Why? Why?
Freaks, it's Thursday, April 17th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Chili's, the place for ribs, and putting children in the intensive care unit. Plus, more celebrity cock, and picking up your child from daycare, drunk, by entering the building through a window you broke with a brick. I smell Mother of the Week, and she smells like whiskey sour and Aquanet. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you back here for the Big Thursday Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast. Have a great show for you today. At the top of the program, I want to talk to you about prolapsing. It's time we have a serious discussion about prolapsed anuses. Yes, you know, before I actually knew Cheryl Murkowski, I honestly had no idea what a prolapse was. I don't think I'd ever heard the term before. Prolapsing, for those of you who don't know, is when you're fucked so silly, your pussy, the insides of it pop out, like, and it looks like a rose, but your asshole can also be prolapsed. And I'm sure a lot of my listeners here at Distorted View have seen prolapsed assholes and vaginas. When someone says, oh my god, her pussy is wrecked, chances are, that's prime prolapse territory. And Cheryl Murkowski said, you know, it kind of looks like a rose when it's popped out. When your ass, it's all red. The inside of your ass is all mangled when it's exposed. It's really quite lovely to look at. I think if you push too hard sometimes, too, you can cause yourself to become prolapsed. Anyways, that's kind of what Cheryl Murkowski's all about. She also apparently has been listening to Distorted View and is a big fan of the Hover Round.
Now I'm free to see the
that awful commercial for the wheelchair. Anyway, Cheryl Murkowski decided to call Hover Round and inquire about their product. This was on her podcast. I'm not going to play the whole thing. If you want to check it out for yourself, surf on over to whorehole.org and download Cheryl Murkowski's most recent podcast. But here's just a snippet from Cheryl M. calling the Hover Round people.
What would I have to talk to my doctor about?
Well, you basically, you know, he would be in agreement you do need a power wheelchair. You know, most people have upper and lower body weaknesses. You know, they can't push themselves around in a manual wheelchair. Mm-hmm. They have breathing problems. They have, you know, amputations and, you know, things like that. A lot of problems with arthritis, heart attacks.
Prolapse. Does that count as a medical issue?
Well, you know, basically your doctor is the one that would make the decision, yes.
Okay, so maybe my prolapse will count. Okay, and
Now, take a listen to this. I think the woman on the other end is making fun of the way Cheryl Murkowski talks.
JK.
Where are you calling from? What state?
From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, I think we do have coverage with Medicaid in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. You see how she says it?
Medicaid in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
There you go. Just a little snippet from Cheryl Murkowski's call to the Hover Round people. Again, that was on her most recent podcast, so if you want to check it out, whorehole.org. Got some great porno bloopers here, and apparently this compilation was from one particular porno, and then it was screened at some sort of festival. Like, they put all the bloopers together. I don't know how this was found, but so that's why you hear this, an audience laughing. Take a listen to this.
What, me to get it hard? That's your
cut,
job.
Cut. This is fuck. Hey, now look. Can we get some wood on the set, please? Do I have to get a stunt dick in here or what?
It'll work.
Okay, let's set up his mic. Look, either you or let's say.
Hey, quit complaining. Either you help or you stop complaining on her, okay? We'll work it out. Keep the wood. Wait, you people.
Keep the wood.
Okay.
Yeah. All I want is some pink. I don't care how you do it. What you do to get it. All I want is some pink.
Can I eat her?
God damn, I'm getting ignorant here.
Yes, what the hell do you think I've been telling you? That's all.
Well, you know, honestly, she sounds like a bad director. All she keeps saying is, I want to see some pink. Show me some pink. It's as if she's hovering over a grill and she's not pleased with her hamburger. No, I said I wanted a little pink in it. Fucking pussy is charred. All right, there's just a little bit more.
I gotta get a towel or something. I got a whole bunch of her juice in my eyes. I got sweat. I got pussy. Hey.
Here you go.
Got her pussy juice in my eye.
Jesus, what? Hey, get to work. What the hell are you guys doing? This is a shirt. This isn't a towel.
What are you guys doing?
Just use it and get on with the set, okay? Just get on with the scene.
Has anybody seen my shirt?
Some guy on the crew.
Anyone see my shirt?
Man.
Are you done?
Okay, there you go. Corey sent in a clip of an old lady making prank phone calls. Take a listen to this.
Hello? What the hell makes you think you can come to my house and hunt my pies, you pie-humping bitch-ass pie molester? Do what yourself, you heard me. What the hell makes you think you can come to my house and hunt my pies, you pie-humping bitch-ass pie molester?
You?
Who is this?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
We're finding out who you talk to before you
call
them up.
Yes, I am.
All right, let's try it with someone else.
Hello.
This is Steve.
What in the hell makes you think you can come to my house and hunt my pies, you pie-humping bitch-ass pie molester?
All righty. Coo-coo. Got a couple more pieces of audio for you before we get into the news. Jeremy sent me a link to this video. Speaking of which, Jeremy, I went to my post office box, and Jeremy, finally, I got my Christmas present. He sent it to my old P.O. box, and it was sent back to him. So I finally got his Christmas present. It's vintage 1960s beachwear. Cabana wear, I believe is what it's called. It looks like I'm wearing a tablecloth. It really is. It's checkered. I've got the shorts and the top to it. I can't wait to do a little photo shoot for you guys. Look how ridiculous I look in it. Anyways, Jeremy sent, and he heard the show yesterday, and I mentioned how I was, I'm kind of a Hillary supporter. I really don't care who's the president at this point. No one could possibly be worse than Bush. But Jeremy sent me a fan-made video in support of Hillary Clinton. Look, it's great if you want to support your candidate, but don't make videos if you don't have talent. Take a listen to this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 2008, Wisconsin, Ohio, Texas, and on to Penn State. She's gonna do it. Give her just a chance, she'll make it. Any glass ceiling, she'll break it. She's gonna be your president. Hillary Clinton. Nothing's gonna turn her back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. With plans to make our dreams come true. Hillary Clinton. she can do.
Ooh.
Never heard the word impossible.
I want to douse my hand in gasoline, light it on fire, and then fist fuck you. That is the level of rape you deserve. If Hillary's fucking poll numbers drop, I'm going to blame this cunt. I got one more clip for you. Speaking of prolapsing, this is a woman who's very, very proud of her ability to prolapse. Take a listen. I'm sorry, you've all just been Michael McDonald. Or as I like to call it, a Mike Mick. Your time is up, Rick Astley. It's time for Michael McDonald to shine, finally. Alright, as promised, here is the prolapse lady, and at the top of the video, she's working on, prolapsing.
It feels today like it's about ready to just pop on out anyways, is it? It's already starting to, isn't it? Yeah. I could tell in the shower.
It's soured? What?
I could tell in the shower.
Oh, maybe in the shower. That probably makes more sense, huh? Yeah, and she has fun with her prolapse.
It's just one of those I want to hang out with you today. Hang out and enjoy the crowd. Fuck my inner ass. Oh, you want to pop that in.
Yes, pop it back in. She has a way with words, doesn't she? She's a cute girl. All right, here's some more from her.
It's coming out more.
Yay.
Ooh, I like that. Is that fucker still hanging out? Am I pushing it in too much? Damn it.
You were pushing it in too much. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't you know how to control your dangling asshole? And naturally, when she, shoves her rectum back in her ass, there's some air that was captured. So that's got to come out, too.
Ooh, that's wet. I don't want to get your camera soaked.
Oh, lovely. There you go. I bet at this point you wish I had never stopped playing Michael McDonald, right? And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the archives, every single episode of DV+, extended shows, exclusive shows, and video cast starting in the month of May. Paying members will get access to all 5 new episodes a week. Non-paying members will only get 3 to 4 new episodes of Distorted View. And when you become a member, you get access to a special RSS feed where you can get all of the extended shows and exclusive shows automatically. So you don't have to worry about, going to the website and searching for the extra content. No. It's all on the RSS feed. When you log into the sideshow, there's a little link that says RSS instructions. Just follow those, and you will, you'll have access to everything on the feed. So there you go. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now. All right, first story we have for you today comes from Reno, Nevada. Let's try that again. 3, 2... A 46-year-old Reno woman remained jailed Tuesday, accused of battering 3 school officials who refused to release her toddler daughter to her because of her intoxicated condition. Women tend to be mean drunks. It's true. Check out this example of a drunk woman at a Christmas office party talking to the camera about her boss.
Jim, yes. Yeah. Okay, so Jim, I want to know. I'll tell you something about Jim. Jim is cheap. He likes his cheap women and his cheap champagne or whatever you want to call it.
Bottles.
Oh, there's Jim.
Thanks, though.
Hi, John. Jim.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well,
I'm going to say something to the camera. Say something to yourself.
I hope the rest of my employees are a little more appreciative of what we're trying to do here.
We were just telling the camera.
I think that much is obvious. That's not what I think I heard.
See what I mean? Mean drunk. Carla Scharbach was booked at the county jail on 3 counts of battery on a school official and malicious destruction of property. The latter charge accuses Scharbach of using a brick to break a window of Holy Day Kindergarten School on Reno Avenue so she could get inside. She was held on $10,000 bond. Court records show Scharbach faces sentencing next week in the district court on felony driving under the influence charges. The girl was in an after-school daycare program. The woman allegedly used a brick to break the window, went inside, confronted the three employees, and then demanded her daughter. When they refused, she allegedly battered them. Sharbach was arrested, and the child was released to her father.
I've got one thing I'm gonna say to you. This is bullshit. I take care of my baby anyway that I want to take care of my baby, and you can't tell me that I'm doing it wrong, you sons of bitches! I just pissed myself. Eat this motherfucking brick! You want a piece of this? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Alright, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most...
I have you in line. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You don't want to do my life.
David, I have a woman I want you to meet. How often do you get to Reno, Nevada? You know what a drunken David Hasselhoff means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
All right, ladies, this one's for you, Hunky Rob Lowe. Hunky. I guess if this was 1987. Yes, Hunky Rob Lowe. His former nanny filed a lawsuit on Monday claiming the actor repeatedly exposed himself and inappropriately touched her. The woman, Jessica Gibson, worked for... No. That is Debbie Gibson. Another 80s artifact, Debbie Gibson. No, Jessica Gibson, 24, worked for Lowe and his wife Cheryl off and on for 7 years, according to an 18-page document filed Monday in a Santa Barbara, California court. What? What's that? I just want some meowness and mustard on it. Hold the Pramisan. Okay, thank you. Lunch order. Lowe, 44, I don't know. The lawsuit further alleges placed his hand inside Gibson's pants several times from September 2005 to January 2008. The actor also allegedly grabbed her ass without her consent. In a statement read on Tuesday's Today Show while Gibson was being interviewed with her attorney, Lowe's attorney, Stanton Larry Stein, said Ms. Gibson's older sister worked for the Lowe's for 7 years. Ms. Gibson worked for the Lowe's on and off for 7 years. She left at least two times to pursue other jobs and returned each time asking for more hours. She sent two emails the day after she left, both saying she loved the Lowe's and her leaving had nothing to do with them, but her heart wasn't into being a nanny anymore. This is totally inconsistent with her latest allegations, Stein added. Yeah, really, why would she quit the job two times and keep coming back? She wanted to be molested by Rob Lowe. Her actual response is this bullshit. I love the children. I needed the job. I thought it would get better, and I was scared. On April 7th, though, Rob Lowe wrote on the Huffington Post that, quote, a former employee is demanding my wife and I pay her $1.5 million by the end of the week, or she will accuse us both of a vicious laundry list of false terribles. I'm siding with Rob Lowe on this one. That nanny seems like a stupid cunt. There's your in-depth legal analysis from Tim Henson. And that, my friends, is your Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight. Got one more story, and then we'll get the hell out of here. It comes from a most fucked up state. Say it with me.
We'll be dancing in the moonlight, smiling with the rising sun, living like we've never done.
Oh, you should have saw that coming. Michael McDonald is a force to be reckoned with.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Living like we never knew. It's my Michael McDonald impression.
Shine with freedom, shine a light on me.
I don't know. Alright, yes, final story comes from Florida. I'm a retard. It's really a killer combination. There, in this story, there is a baby, a Chili's restaurant, and it takes place in Florida. A recipe for disaster. A baby girl was struck in the head with an empty glass after an argument over a spitball fight. Okay. Sheriff's office deputies arrested Caroline Ralph on charges of battery, culpable negligence, and disorderly conduct. The arrest report is unclear as to who threw the glass that hit the infant. It was probably done on purpose because the baby wouldn't shut the fuck up. In a sworn statement, Ralph told deputies that the glass was knocked out of her hand by one of the girls involved in the spitball fight. Alright, I understand Chili's may not be the most fancy restaurant, but spitball fights? You'd expect that at the Waffle House, but not Chili's, for Christ's sakes. Witness told sheriff deputies that the confrontation between three girls began with a spitball fight at the restaurant. At some point, the spitballs landed on Ralph's table. That's when she went batshit crazy. Quote, Ralph stood up and confronted the females at the table the spitballs were coming from and started a confrontation. The argument was so heated that other patrons moved away from the table while others tried to settle the argument. Ralph, who was a waitress at a Hooters restaurant in Castleberry, let's throw Hooters into the mix here, paid her bill and started to walk out. That's when witnesses said she picked up a glass of water, poured it over the other girls, and then tossed the glass. The empty glass struck the infant on the forehead while the mother was holding her, said the deputy. The infant started screaming and crying. The baby's mother told Ralph, "You just hit my baby!" Witnesses said Ralph's reply was, "I don't care," and she left the restaurant. Deputies said they tried to reach Ralph at her home after the incident, but she told them that she was spending the night with her friend in Kissimmee. When she returned, she was arrested and released Monday after paying $600 in bail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Dave from Illinois here. Just wondering, the last few weeks, seems like the feed has been coming in after the morning hours.
Yes. And you don't like that.
And normally load up my iPod in the morning.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I always seem to be a day behind. I'm always listening to yesterday's show. So just wondering if that...
Yeah, I got screwed up. And I should be... Like, I missed a day one day, and then it's late. So eventually it'll get back on track here. Maybe on Sunday I'll work on Monday's show, and then we'll get back on track or something. I apologize for that.
Timmy, this is Chris the Carpenter. Man, you are on fire, my friend.
Ooh.
The Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. Well, I guess not the Linda Finkel herself. That show, fantastic. One of the best shows you put out.
Yeah,
however, if there's one thing I've grown to love about the story of you, it's your accuracy. You know, your accuracy in portraying the news. And I have to bring up a little issue here.
Sure.
Day before yesterday, it was the show with women exploring their nether regions there.
Right.
And describing them with various architectural descriptions. And you said one was large enough for a family of four. You would call it a Cape Cod or a Cape Cunt. Yes, well, I speak not only as a carpenter, but also someone who lives on Cape Cod and lives in a Cape Cod. I would think that'd be more of a colonial.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying sorry.
I apologize for that inexcusable gaffe.
Hey, Tim, it's John from California again. I was just watching the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and all those old people from that Young at Heart movie are on it. I don't know if you can hear it. It's in the background now. It's really, really bad.
Of course it is.
As bad as you would ever think.
Old people can't sing. I mean, it's just a fact. They're wobbly. Their voices are wobbly. Everything inside of their body is decaying. So, of course, it's not going to sound right. Oh, it's just awful. Like, you know, you're old, all right? You had your chance to sing when you were young. Just a fucking gimmick, just like Kids Bop. Ugh.
Hey, Tim, this is the fucktard teacher, sideshow freak member. Couple things for
we
you.
We should really boycott the Tonight Show. I can't believe Jay had those old farts on.
Couple things for you. I know I'm a few days late, but on that bum, the Boots, Gypsy Boots, that Cisco shit is a seriously hardcore wino wine, and check it out on bumwine.com. It's got some...
bumwine.com?
The interesting comments about it, about how it's basically liquid crack. Another one, I thought of an idea about that that coffee that's made out of the cat shit.
Right.
I was thinking that
whatever.
It could be called Bristol Brew, and
ooh,
they could charge different prices based on a 7-point scale, depending on the consistency of the scat that...
Now, if a cat can... I guess the cat eats the coffee bean and then shits it out, right? Why can't humans do that? Have we ever tried to brew human-based shit coffee?
Was harvested for this.
I believe the window licker would probably do that on a dare.
Hey, Tim, I think you should check out SuperFreakSideshow.com.
I hate when people do that. No, I guess that's okay if you do Super Freak Sideshow.
Timothy Melissa Henson. Hey, just wanted to let you know that if you check in at Costco, you just might find some Coca-Cola imported from Mexico that is made with pure cane sugar and in a real glass bottle.
Ooh.
So you get the full effect of the Coca-Cola e goodness. Just like you remember. Also, I wanted to make a request if you could get some pictures up of yourself with a black leather vest and a leather biker hat.
Consider it done.
Kind of like what Rob Halford used to wear. That'd be great. All right, well, keep up the good work, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Photo requests and everything today.
Hey, what's up? You should go to thejamhole.com.
Oh, they have got to have the stupidest listeners. It makes me want to not go to that website. Stupid twat. I'm going to play some music that has the word jam in it. And tell people to go to the website that has the word jam in it. Oh. You are really making my listeners look like brainiacs. And on that pathetic note, we have managed to stumble through another episode of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is in your God. Libby! I'm going to be a big pie molester. Libby! Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We'll see you back tomorrow for the big Friday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Sweet freedom, shine your light on me. You are the magic, you're right where I wanna be. Oh, sweet freedom, carry me along. We'll keep the spirit alive, on and on.
That's the stuff right there.